Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Coda. Our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you missed Miss Jolene if you was listening yesterday. You heard Miss Jolene. Miss Jolene was with us yesterday, but she's not with us today. So you just never know when Miss Jolene's going to be here, but Miss Jolene is the co-host of our show. Let's get started with our birthdays. On the first birthday that I have today, I have Sue Rosen. Happy birthday, Miss Sue. Cherry Hayes, happy birthday to you. Linda Rogers, Ihander. Andrew Watson, happy birthday to you. Christy Helton, happy birthday to you, Miss Christy. Buddy Smith, the Fern Louisville, happy birthday to you. Tony Ashley in Louisville, so happy birthday to you, Tony. Scott Barron, happy birthday. Patrick Partridge, happy birthday. Hemp Estes, happy birthday. Miss Jana Hall down there in Pikeville, Kentucky, happy birthday to Miss Jana. And then IGMULUTA, happy birthday to you. I can't say your name, honey, so sorry. That is my Facebook friends and family birthday. The weather today, it is actually a partly sunny, mostly cloudy, 71 today, 71. So I guess the last day, it's the last day of October. Tomorrow's the first day of November. We're going to listen to some of the stuff that's going on out there at the DePaul, it's the North Dakota pipeline protest that's going on out there. And this is about 11 minutes and 5 seconds, and we'll be right back. We're going to listen to Exposed mainstream media that they won't cover.
North Dakota Access Pipeline situation in North Dakota and extending into Iowa and Illinois. This initiative by Energy Partners or Energy Transfer Partners, LP, to build this domestic pipeline, oil pipeline. Now, it's a controversial issue. I'm not going to get too much into it, but I will say this. This is something that the mainstream media is not covering. It's a huge topic. Obviously, you have hundreds of people there protesting and hundreds of people being arrested. Just a few days ago, we had almost 150 people being arrested trying to protest this pipeline being built, and there is no media coverage. Why isn't there any media coverage when you have Black Lives Matter protesting and hundreds of arrests with that situation over and over again the past few years? You had Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown. You had what went on in Charlotte, North Carolina, in Baltimore, all of this going on, and the media covering it nonstop, mass protests. Let's cover it nonstop. And a lot of people are wondering why. Why isn't this getting any coverage? Hundreds of tribes, Native American tribes, and environmentalists staying there, camping there in North Dakota, dedicating their lives to this. And there are mass protests. There are even protests in other areas of the country, L.A. And Iowa and even D.C. with Native Americans protesting their governments there, saying, well, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you addressing this, et cetera, et cetera? Now, I've been looking into this situation the past few days, and it's pretty obvious to me what's going on. And if you know the mainstream media, if you know how they operate, if you know the massive, massive initiative, which has been put into action for decades now, slowly, incrementally, they've been working at this psychological operation to divide and conquer humanity. Because, and I went over this in a previous video about how the Third World War isn't going to be amongst nations, most likely. The Third World War is actually going to be amongst ideologies, cultures, and even race, okay, races. That, for a very long time, has been the plan for the Third World War, and I've talked about this. Religion, race, ideology, culture, this is what's going to be used. That's why we have mass immigration into Europe, especially the clashing of civilizations. This is what they want. This is what the elitists want, these globalists, people like George Soros. This is why he's funding all of these initiatives like Black Lives Matter on record, like all of these endeavors to bring migrants into Europe, migrants coming from the Third World. Somalia, Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria. I mean, obviously these people are going to clash with native Europeans because they're bringing over this third world ideology into the first world. And then you have the racial tension. You have the cultural tension brewing. And in America, that is being manifested in a slightly different way, where you have the liberal media brewing this race war mentality in trying to inflame racial relations between blacks and police, between blacks and whites. And the media covers it nonstop. And they display this narrative in which it's one group against the other, one demographic against the other, and they always portray the worst of both worlds in that narrative they push. The mainstream media wants this divide and conquer to happen. They are complicit. This is a psychological warfare operation. And when I look at what's going on in North Dakota, it's pretty obvious. Now, even general common sense would tell you that it's not as contradictory, inflammatory, and divisive as these other protests going on and these other divide and conquer initiatives. When you look at what's going on in North Dakota, most people generally agree that Native Americans in America have the right to their reservations and their land and their sacred territory. A poll conducted in Iowa recently about the Dakota Access Pipeline and whether or not enough study was done on the environmental impact and the impact that it may have on those sacred lands rightfully belonging to the Dakota Sioux or the Lakota Sioux and other tribes suggests that 70% of Democrats, left-leaning individuals, believe that not enough study was done, essentially side with the protesters in many ways. Now, the results of this poll with Republicans, right-leaning individuals, 56% of Republicans either believe not enough study was done into the issue and essentially side with the protesters, or essentially don't have much of an opinion and aren't really sure if enough study was done into the Dakota Access Pipeline and how it affects the surrounding area and the sacred Native American land. So you have more than half of even right-leaning individuals saying, well, you know, they either don't know or they agree that not enough study was done, agreeing with what 70% of leftists say is going on or has been going on. So this issue with the Dakota Access Pipeline and the mass protests going on isn't divisive enough for the mainstream media to cover. How can they benefit from covering this? There isn't enough divide and conquer going on. How can you really divide and conquer based on this narrative? What are you going to say if you oppose the pipeline? Oh, I believe in economic prosperity in that local region. It's a localized issue, so the only ones that even feel passionately about building the pipeline are people associated with the industry there, locals. that want jobs. And I understand where they're coming from. They're looking out for their best interests. But I mean, a national issue, you're not going to get a national divide and conquer race war going on or ideological war going on as a result of covering this in the mainstream media. There isn't enough division. And it's sad, but that's the truth. That's the truth. And that's why you're not seeing even some of the alternative media cover it, because now a lot of the alternative media just loves to troll and, you know, call out stupidity when they see it. And I'm definitely a part of that because I can't help it. But with the Dakota Access Pipeline, I certainly can't call the protesters stupid. And you know what? I agree generally that most of what's going on there, there wasn't enough consulting and there wasn't enough acknowledgement to the Native American groups associated with the land that they're trying to build through. That is their land. And it's the result of an 1851 treaty that was signed by over eight tribes, and the U.S. government. The name of the treaty was the Fort Laramie Treaty. It gave the natives the right to their reserved land. And to be honest, this is actually very reminiscent of what went on in Nevada with the Bundy Ranch situation and the BLM, with private property and ownership of property, of land, being infringed upon by the BLM and the Bundys, being treated like crap by the BLM for non-issues like burning grass without a permit. Crap like that. And it's very reminiscent. There's a lot in common. The Bundy Ranch situation that was very much supported by the right, by conservatives. And this situation, it's identical almost in many ways, except one is corporate fascism and the other is government fascism. One's corporate, one's government. That's all it is. And one's left, one's right. But it's the same sort of ideological mindset, and that's why the media, the mainstream media isn't covering it. It's because, well, the left and the right can in general unite upon this violation of land rights going on in North Dakota. And I'll leave links to everything I said in this video. Let me know what you think about all this. It's been pressed. Keep your head up. Stay real. And no fear.
Well, something to think about. Something to think about. I mean, you know, could he be right? Is that what's going to be the next World War III? Is where the folks of the American people are going to pit against each other and things? Just never know. Never know. I mean, you know, anything's possible, the way I look at it, anything's possible. Trust no man, you know. I mean, you want to trust people, but, I mean, it's just it's a hard thing to do anymore of being able to trust people. Anyhow, we're going to talk about everybody checking in to North Dakota out there. They're checking in at the North they're checking in out there at the Indian Reservation in North Dakota. The protesters in North Dakota against the pipeline say police are monitoring and checking in on Facebook at the camp. Now hundreds of people are checking in solidarity to overwhelm the police department. More wondering why, if you're wondering why everyone on Facebook is at Standing Rock, North Dakota, protesters from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and others against the Dakota pipeline are telling people to log in to Facebook and check in at the Indian Reservation. The Morton County Sheriff's Department has been using Facebook check-ins to find out who is at the Standing Rock in order to target them in attempts to disrupt the prayer camps, protesters say on Facebook. So water protectors are calling on everyone to check in at the Standing Rock, North Dakota, to overwhelm and confuse them. This is concrete action that can protest people putting their bodies and well-beings on the line that we can do without leaving our homes. Will you join me in Standing Rock? It's all over Facebook. It's all over Twitter. Cut off the surveillance tool used by police to monitor the protests. So a wave of people have been following through, standing in solidarity with protesters to overwhelm the police department. Protesters against the $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline has been ongoing since early 2016, but the situation has escalated in the past week as more than 140 protesters have been arrested during the standoff with police. Energy Transfer Partners, the Texas-based company behind the pipeline, plans to transport crude oil from North Dakota to Illinois, and it says the Dakota Access Pipeline is a safe way to do so. According to the New York Times, environmental activists and Native Americans are focusing on the impact of the area's water supply as well as damage to the region's sacred cultural lands and tribal burial grounds. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe sued the Army Corps of Engineers for allowing the pipeline project to go through, but an inspection by the state archaeologists found no cultural artifacts on the land. The Federal Appeals Court said the tribe hasn't demonstrated that an injunction is warranted. Released powerful protest song Spiritual in honor of recent violence. The tribe appealed the ruling, but it was denied by the court in October. More than $1 million has been raised by the GoFundMe page launched by protesters Ho Waste Waka Wiska with us, who says the money will go to supplying the camp where protesters are living. absolutely crazy thing out there. We want to give a big shout out to Daniel Sarsh. Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you, Miss Casey Carpenter. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Miss Sally Bowman, big shout out to you also. And Robert Bobby Gibson, big shout out to you. Appreciate all you folks out there that's listening and sharing the show and things. Let's see how many shows it is today. 782 episodes today. Tonight is also Trick or Treat. Please be careful out there with Trick or Treat and things. Watch out for the little children and things and be very cautious of them, please. I would hate for anything to happen to anybody's child. Be alert for the little trick-or-treaters tonight and things. I've enjoyed all the, I don't never get any trick-or-treaters where I'm at, so it's sort of sad for me because it's one of my favorite times of the year that I like to watch the other little folk, the little children and things. But, we've got about 1 minute for our break, and then right after the break, we're going to go ahead and close the show on out. Piles of stones in a Kentucky mobile home park reveals link to the legend of Honest Abe, and that's in Jessamine County, in a mobile home park in Jessamine County. I have no idea. I mean, maybe we can read about it when we come back. Hopefully we can find it when we come back, but we're going to take a break because it's 5:00 somewhere, but it's 4:20. Here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm
lighting up the smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you so much, Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Remember, it is trick-or-treat night. Watch out for the little children. They will be out trick-or-treating and things, and please be careful and cautious and things of them. And hope everybody has a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Love you, people. God bless. I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.